So how do we measure time without the benefit of movement through space?
I think one of the great things about the novel is that it can be structured very satisfyingly to review an afternoon over 400 pages or 100 years over 250 pages. And that's one of the pleasures of the form, is that language can accelerate, it can sweep together, or it can go through terrifically refined detail and slow our experiences down. And so, yes, when you take a novel and you, as the case of Gentleman in Moscow, and you put it for 30 years in a hotel, it becomes an exploration of both of those things. The book spends moments where it's very granular, and it spends moments where it leaps through time, and that's part of the fun of the novel.